Chapter 9. The Missing CD-ROM. The twins were getting excited about the festival. They went to the workshop every day and watched the work progressing. Jonathan didn't have any more premonitions. Jodie liked watching Victor painting and decorating the fire. The other helpers welcomed the twins and tried to speak English to them. Blanca and Rafa didn't come to Valencia, but they sent emails and phoned a lot. "Isn't there any answer from your father's university?" Rafa asked in one of his emails. "It has been a long time now." Jodie went to talk to her father. "Haven't you heard anything about Rafa?" she asked. "Is he going to work with you at the university?"
"I don't know. I forgot about it," answered her father. "We're having problems at work at the moment, but I'll ask about it tomorrow."
"Thanks, Dad," said Jodie,
happy that she didn't have to make a decision about Rafa yet.
Did she like him more than Paul?
She wasn't sure.
She didn't see the worried look on her father's face, but Mrs. Kelly did.
"What's happening? You were so excited last month about your new fruit," Mrs. Kelly said later when she and her husband were alone. "How is it? Is it still growing well in this lovely climate?"
"Yes, I engineered it genetically and changed one of its genes to make it immune," answered Mr. Kelly. "Now none of the diseases or pests affect it." The other scientists were very excited about my experiment and everybody wanted to hear about it.
"So what's the problem?" asked Mrs. Kelly. "You look terrible."
"I was writing all the data about the experiment on the day the twins visited the laboratory," explained Mr. Kelly. "I made a simulation to show how the new gene works and I showed it to the kids. But unfortunately, my computer crashed that day and all the files were erased."
"So, you back up all your data on a CD-ROM, don't you?" asked Mrs. Kelly, confused. "You told me the CD-ROMs are locked in a safe so that they don't fall into the wrong hands."
"After the computer crashed and the new files were erased, I searched for the CD-ROM with the new data copied on it," said Mr. Kelly quietly. "But I couldn't find it anywhere. I tried to duplicate the files, but I couldn't remember the formulas to change the genes of the plant. They're very complicated. The technicians found that my computer was infected with a very destructive virus, and they couldn't save any of the data. It's all gone."
"Can't you ask the rest of your team to help you find the missing CD-ROM?"
Mrs. Kelly asked.
"They helped me at first," said Mr. Kelly. "But now they think I'm trying to sabotage the project. They think I infected my computer and hid the CD-ROM. If I can't duplicate the experiment or find the CD-ROM, the university may cancel the project and send us back to Australia."
"Oh no, that's terrible," Mrs. Kelly said. "How can they suspect you of sabotage? You must find that CD-ROM."
Days passed and the missing CD-ROM was not found. The twins began to see changes in their father. He stopped smiling. He came home from work very late and couldn't sleep at night. The family stopped going out on Sundays because Mr. Kelly was frightened to meet people from the university. Then Jonathan heard his parents talking late one night.
"I've got 10 days, said Mr. Kelly in a quiet voice. "If I can't duplicate the genetic formula or find the CD-ROM by then, we'll have to leave Spain."
"But where will we go?" asked Mrs. Kelly. We rented our home for 2 years. We can't return to Australia now.
And should we tell the children?
Not yet, answered Mr. Kelly. I don't want them to worry. I must solve this mystery first.
But Jonathan was very worried. He remembered his father's briefcase and jacket in the police headquarters in Madrid. Was his father hiding something? He woke Jodie and told her about the conversation between his parents.
Poor Dad! Who's responsible for this? Said Jodie. I can't believe this is happening now, when we're finally starting to enjoy Spain. The festival is taking place next month. We'll miss it if we leave in 10 days.
The festival isn't important, Jodie, said Jonathan. We must help Dad find the CD-ROM. That's important.
Jonathan remembered Rafa sitting next to his father's computer in the lab.
We were looking at the plants when Dad went out of the room. But what was Rafa doing? He thought. And what was he doing behind the fire in the workshop? I don't trust him.
Then Jonathan suddenly remembered the scene at the airport. David and Juan were watching Rafa, he thought. They were behind him at the check-in desk, and then they tried to take his passport from his back pocket. They were suspicious of him too. Jodie will never believe it. She likes him. I must talk to the air marshals.
Let's tell Juan and David, Jonathan said. Maybe they can advise us how to help Dad. We must prove he's innocent.
Good idea, said Jodie. Let's send them an email.
The twins sat down at the computer and wrote a long email to the air marshals. They explained about their dad's experiments, the mysterious computer virus, and about the missing CD-ROM. Each day, the twins checked their mailbox, but there was no answer from the air marshals. After a week, there was still no answer, and the twins began to lose hope.